Oh, French.
Good afternoon, sir. Mm. And may I ask how you achieved the ringing of the doorbell, sir?
Well, I used my elbow. I found out if you try with your nose that it flattens out before you can make electrical contact.
Well, I deduce that you plan working at home, sir?
That's right. For the next few days, they're putting up a new building next to the office. Right now, they've reached that stage where they're using the jackhammer.
Well, may I remind you today's Friday, sir?
Friday?
Yes, in precisely 20 minutes, the children will be home from school. They'll be here tomorrow, Sunday, and all of next week.
Oh, yeah, vacation. Well, you can keep quiet.
Yes, sir.
Just explain. I've got... This is important work.
Yes, sir.
You look doubtful. Now, French, you know as well as I do that between us, we can keep three kids reasonably quiet, can't we?
Oh, yes, sir.
To the sound.
It's no fun like this.
Yeah, it's like sitting with the lights on, but you're in the dark.
Maybe we should do something else.
Okay. I'll turn it off.
Mr. French is gonna get mad.
We better get out of here.
French!
Shall we answer the phone before we discuss that noise, sir?
Yes, please.
David's residence. It's a young lady for Miss Sissy, sir. The same one who calls incessantly from the moment she comes home from school until bedtime.
Sissy's got her own phone. Why don't they yak on that?
Well, Miss Sissy is discussing something with a young man on her phone, sir.
Sissy! Pick up the extension on this phone!
Okay, Uncle Bill. Oh, hi, Larry.
The other sound you hear, sir, is the television from the den. Buffy and Jody seem to have turned it on.
Would you please turn it off?
Yes.
Thank you.
Miss Buffy slammed the door on her finger, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Buffy. I know how those things hurt. Gee.
It didn't hurt that much.
What are you crying about, then?
Jody wrecked my whole arm putting on a splint.
Well, when you bust your finger or something, somebody got to put on splint.
Jody meant well, sir, but exercised poor judgment. He fastened the injured finger to a broom.
Isn't it about time they went to bed?
Heck no, Uncle Bill. It's Friday.
Tomorrow.
I thought she just answered that thing.
I fancy she did, sir. Miss Sissy believes in short conversations, but many.
Oh, hi, Lizzie. Who? Oh, why would he say that?
Yeah, well, if that's what he wants, swell. Okay, bye-bye.
Sissy can't talk anymore, Lessie. She's going to do her homework now. Aren't you, Sissy?
It's Friday.
Now, furthermore, let's see, from now on, what?
I said I'm sorry to break up whatever you have going with Lessie. This is Norm Braley.
Norm Braley? Where you been all these years?
Outdoors, Bill. I've been operating a series of summer camps for kids.
That sounds great. When are we going to see you?
Well, maybe sooner than you think. We've known each other too long to be beating around the bush. I called you for a reason.
Yeah, well...
You will be in dire straits if you touch your sister with that weapon.
Norm, I'm sorry. I didn't hear a word you said.
I understand you have three kids. I'm running camps for kids. You getting the picture?
Yeah, but it's not summer now.
Well, that's right, but school's out next week. I'm sort of drumming up business for these shorter vacations.
You got him, Norm.
I heard you have an older girl. She could be one of our counselors.
I said they're all yours.
Well, the two little ones can, and... Did I hear you correctly?
Right. When can you collect them?
Well, tomorrow?
That's fine. It's great. Listen, Norm, we can talk about the details of this thing later. You want... Listen, call me about 9:30, huh? Right, Norm. Thanks a lot for calling. Great to hear from you.
The crash was a rather inexpensive vase, the one with the butterfly.
Oh, that. I never liked it anyway.
However, the carnage was occasioned by the pursuit of Miss Buffy by Master Jody with the intent to do bodily harm.
Stepped on her last ping-pong ball and smashed it, Uncle Bill.
I did not. I sat on it and smashed it.
Aren't you mad at us, Uncle Bill?
No.
How come?
Well, let's just say I'm projecting into the future.
Have fun.
Goodbye.
This is the part that's the hardest. Taking the kids away from their parents.
Well, we just want what's best for them.
Okay, kids, let's go.
Bye, Uncle Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bill.
Hang on.
Nice, quiet breakfast on the terrace, sir.
French, you are twisting my arm. Excellent breakfast, French.
Thank you, sir. What are the plans for today?
Well, I'm going to work right here in complete peace and quiet. And, hey.
Precisely, sir.
Sure, with the kids gone, I've got the evening free for a date.
Perhaps a theater, sir. Then I could prepare a late supper and we might have wine, brandy.
Right, right. Now, see if you can get some theater tickets, maybe one of those off-Broadway things. I'm going to call Marie Stafford. You know where to call about the tickets?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Marie's a lot of fun. French, this is the way it used to be.
It promises to be a most enjoyable week, sir.
So far.
Dear Uncle Bill.
That's me.
Yeah. Only, aren't we supposed to tell him something?
Yeah. But tell him stuff we could spell.
Come on, you guys. It's time to police the camp.
I see you still have French.
How'd you know?
The music, he remembered.
Oh, yeah. Made himself scarce, too. Oh, excuse me, just a minute.
Problem?
No, I thought we'd hear something from the kids, that's all, but there's nothing. French says not to worry.
Well, in the pictures that you showed me, they look like fine, healthy children. I wouldn't worry.
Oh, I'm not worrying. It's just that you'd think they could send a postcard, a call, maybe.
How marvelous. Why, he even remembered the brandy with bell paesa and water biscuits. And, it's been quite a while.
Well, you know, it's been... one thing or another.
Yes, I know. Lovely music. We owe it to French not to waste it.
You're right. Now, give me credit for something. I own the hi-fi.
You know, I just about given up on you, Mr. Davis.
Oh, you don't want to do that, Miss. I've been very, very busy.
Maybe, but sometimes people change.
Not me. Not me. Not for one minute. I might get a little fatter, a little thinner, get a few more gray hairs, but deep down, you are dealing with the same basic guy. Got that? Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. Hey, you seen that?
Yes, that's the picture you have in your wallet. I saw it at dinner tonight, during intermission, and now.
Oh, you didn't see these, though. You didn't see these. Look at there. French?
Yes, sir.
Nothing. I just wondered what you were doing.
Well, I was reading a novel, sir. With the children gone, I find the household chores just a few minutes in Devon.
Well, it's okay. I just thought it was so quiet.
Yes, well... Well, perhaps I could pace up and down in my room, sir. The sound might give you the illusion of activity.
What have you got now?
Dear Uncle Bill.
Boy, you sure write slow, Buffy.
Lights out, you guys.
Aren't you even going to tell us a story like Uncle Bill does?
You got your stories at the campfire. Come on, help me out, you guys. Jody, go to your tent. I've got 5 other tents to police.
Jody, I know what we could tell Uncle Bill in the letter.
What?
We can tell him that we miss him.
Yeah. Good night, Buffy.
Good night, Jody.
Not even a postcard?
No, sir. Of course, it's possible the children are so thoroughly occupied at camp they have no time to write.
Yeah, sure. Still, you'd think... Well, work's coming along fine. That's something. Let me see that stuff.
I've looked through them twice, sir. I was successful in obtaining... 2 tickets for Man is a Fool for tonight, sir. Shall we call Miss Stafford again?
Oh, no, not her. She's changed.
Yes, from what you tell me, sir, hers is a frothy attitude. She seems to have a tendency to dismiss the things that matter.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to call Olivia Muirfield. Now, she's a lot of fun. Besides, she's sensible.
Sir, we might explain. We're calling at the last moment... because we've only just been able to procure the theater tickets.
Oh, it's Good thinking, French. Hey, we're having a lot of fun this week, huh?
We are indeed, sir.
The play didn't bring that out, Bill.
Well,
that music, French remembered.
Still nothing from the kids. Not very hard to write a postcard or call up.
I well remember French made the most wonderful fondue and champagne. Marvelous taste.
Yeah. Now listen, getting back to what we were saying about the play. Now, if that guy playing the father, if he was the kid's father, I'm his aunt.
It's the author's point of view, Bill.
Mm.
Oh, Bill, French remembered our song.
Yeah. Well, if he's got that kind of point of view, he shouldn't be writing about kids.
Let's dance.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, a 7-year-old kid's got a lot more sense than that.
What 7-year-old kid?
The kid in the play, honey. The father treated him like he didn't have a brain in his head.
But a 7-year-old child does have a rather limited vocabulary.
Well, you should hear Jody and Buffy. I mean, kids aren't, you can't treat them like they were household pets or something. They're human beings, honey. It's like you and me, except in smaller packages.
All right, Bill, anything you say.
No, come on. Don't just act give in like that. If you think I'm wrong, say so. But I'm telling you that I think I'm right in this case. Now, a 7-year-old kid. The kid's supposed to be 7 in the play, right? Now, don't you think he'd understand a word like communicate?
I suppose he might.
Well, of course he would. Here, hold that. Jody and Buffy are 6. Okay, now take a look at this. Now, that's Buffy's spelling paper, see? Form, look, play, glass, coat. Remember, 3 syllables, see? That's quite a word, remember. Now, that's Jody's. Let, flee, formal, like, sorry, that. Ah, now, Buffy did that. She's 6. 6. That. Now, you want to see what a 15-year-old can do? This is Sissy's composition for English class. What my vacation meant to me. Let's read that. Come on, read it.
Being so busy, so we can get this letter finished.
How are you? We are fine.
Well, of course, Jody's the only boy we got. Buffy's got very good reflexes, too, for a little girl. Well, so is Sissy, for that matter. She's got very good reflexes. Of course, she's getting a little bit ladylike now, you know, a little too grown up for touch football. Now, I want to show you this. See, Jody got this for doing the most push-ups in his age group in school.
It's very pretty.
Isn't that pretty? See? Push-up champion. Oh, I got to show you that. That Buffy got.
No. Thank you, but I really do have to be going. I'm a working girl, you know.
Well, gee, you have to go already? Seems like you just got here.
Well, no, it's been hours. Well, thank you for the marvelous midnight supper. Good night. Oh, you don't have to show me out. I know the way.
Bye. Boy, she changed. Never occur to you what an isolated place this apartment is. You can't even hear the traffic down below.
True, sir. Oh, there's nothing in the mail, sir.
You sure?
Quiet. But we must presume the children are thoughtless. I mean, well, every nanny in the park assures me of that fact.
You've been talking to the nannies about not hearing from the kids?
Well, purely as research, sir. I now have time to take long walks, and, well, conversation ensues when one plants one's person upon a park bench.
Well, you'd think they'd just send one little card, that's all.
If you're about to telephone the camp, sir, they have no instrument with which to answer.
You called?
Yes, sir. I reached a village called Quihonsic. The operator assures me the children arrived there safely. The camp uses that telephone in an emergency for calls to the outside world.
Well, at least they're safe.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, that's all right. I was looking around.
Yes, sir.
Are you looking for something, French?
Oh, no, sir, no. I was... I fancied I heard something in here, sir.
Yeah, I guess even Mrs. Beasley misses him now.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Beasley.
A thought just struck me.
Oh, later, later. Now, French, you know Buffy never goes anywhere without Mrs. Beasley.
Precisely.
And she must be miserable up there without her.
Exactly,
sir. Psychologically, the child should not be separated from the doll, not yet.
Exactly, sir.
So that only leaves one course open. We've got to get the doll up there to the camp, even if there's only a few days left of the vacation.
True, sir. Shall I purchase two tickets to Quihonsic, sir?
Right. Two tickets for Quihonsic. Did you call about the tickets?
Yes, sir. We're to pick them up at the airport.
Yes, sir. Oh, wait a minute. Forgot Mrs. Beasley.
Good.
Hi, Mr. French. Where are you going?
We missed you. What are the suitcases for?
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Aren't you glad to see us?
What do you mean, am I glad to see you?
Why didn't you take Mrs. Beasley with you?
She hates tents.
Oh. Well, sis, how come you brought him home so early?
Well, Mr. Bailey said that anybody who wanted to leave early could, because he had special cars leaving to take back some of the kids. So?
The ones that could only stay a few days. So when you didn't write us, we came back.
What do you mean I didn't write to you?
Well, we didn't get any letters. Did you write?
Well... Did you write?
Well, I fancy I was so preoccupied with not having heard from them, I neglected to. Good heavens, what an impasse.
Anyway, we missed you. So we came home.
Have another pancake.